The Talking Point with Cathy Motlatlana. Weekdays, 9 a.m. till midday.
All right, so let's go straight then into our health talk for today. Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa is the Vice Chairperson of the South African Medical Association. Dr. Mzukwa, good morning to you.
Good morning, Cathy, and good morning to the listeners of SAFM. And I hear now that in 2022, we are called Comrade Cathy.
You know, you actually reminded me, Dr. Mzukwa. So this happened, it must have been two days ago already. It was on Monday that I was referred to as Comrade Cathy. So since that interview, even when I leave the studio, everybody says, "Hello, Comrade Cathy." "Oh, Cathy, you didn't tell us you're a comrade now." So I know that now it's just being done for the sake of. So I'm not going to fight. I'm just going to leave people as they are. Eventually, hopefully, it will fade off. If it doesn't, at least the listeners of the show understand why. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for making time to actually have this conversation with us, because, you know, it's a good time to be talking about what we need to be bearing in mind when it comes to our health as the new year unfolds. And so I think it's going to be a very insightful conversation. So how we'll tackle it is that we'll tackle it from the general perspective, and then we'll go more specifically into men, women, and also children. But the role of annual health checks, what role do those play?
Well, Cathy, thank you so much. You are quite right. It came at the right time, this topic in your show. It is very important that we recognize that most people will have no symptoms at all, you know, when the disease has already started in your system. So you've got people who are having chronic conditions at different ages. You've got people who've got no symptoms at all, who may think that they are healthy now that there's no symptom that shows up. So it's very important that you, even though you have no symptoms, but you insist on going to do your checkups so that you detect early in the stage of the disease, you know, if there's any disease or if there's a need to change your lifestyle. You need to do it earlier. Your blood test or your whatever investigation that is done will guide you and the professional that will be assisting you into having a conversation around what is it that you need to change or what is it that you need to look out for.
Of course, many people will sit and look at the very high cost of healthcare in this country and think about, you know, that being a reason to not go and get a check. So when it comes to the availability of getting just a general health check at public health organizations or at hospitals, is that something that we should consider? And the reason I bring it up is because we know that these health facilities are already overburdened and they have backlogs of people who need more immediate medical attention.
Thank you so much for that, Cathy. You are raising a very crucial point. I think access has always been a challenge in this country and is still a challenge. Cathy, I think we have a different way that one can try and access healthcare in the system. First of all, you've got, you know, the state institutions like your clinics, hospitals. For the screening test, it's always advisable to go to a local clinic so that you get yourself tested there. Provided they have the resources or they are allowed to do the test that you are looking for. But also there are private center providers who also, you know, depending on your affordability, who can assist also with the provision of these annual checkups. But also there are NGOs who are also assisting with such checkups, you know, for free. Some they sometimes do their outreach. They go out there. It's important that if there's such an outreach in your area and you know that you cannot afford, then you can go and access the, that is provided for free by that NGO. So it's important that we try all those means so that we actually get that checkup done.
I want us to look then at some of the recommended annual checks, particularly for women, men, and children. Let's maybe start with the men, and then we'll move on to the women and the children.
Thank you so much, Kathy. With men, it's important that we also, there's a few things that we need to consider. Mm. There is no blanket approach into doing these annual checks. It depends, first of all, on your age. There are tests that you need to do at a particular age. There's also tests that you need to do because of your family history. If, for example, there's a person in your family who had cancer, you might need to do it earlier than it is recommended in the literature. Specifically with men, there's a few things that you need to do from the ages of 21. Also, I mean, you can do it earlier, maybe starting with children, male children. Those there's something we called palpation or examination of the testes. You need to make sure as a mom that there's both a testes can be felt there in their bag down there, because if there's one that has not descended down, because all of them are coming from the abdomen. So if for some reason there's one that has remained in the abdomen, it might tend to become cancerous in the future. So you need to make sure that you do that. You can do that as a parent at home, and if you feel that there's such a thing, you can actually take the child to your healthcare provider. Even if you are, sometimes people they think, but I'm a single mom, how can I do that to my child? But this is your child, you know. And you'll explain to your child what you're doing, especially in that, you know, young age. They usually don't mind being touched by their parents. So you do that, you know, obviously for healthcare reasons. Going up that age, You may need to also to at the age of 21 and above start looking out for screening tests for cholesterol, high cholesterol. You do blood tests that you need to do, and you also have to check also for diabetes. You can do that every 2 years or so if there's no family history, but come the age of 35 to 40, or let's say to age above 40, there's a high risk at that age of people developing what we call the cancer of the prostate. Now, cancer of the prostate, there is a gland that is at the root of the shaft of the penis. So if you develop that, if that enlarges and it's cancerous, it blocks you from passing urine and stuff like that. But by that time of urine retention, it's already late. So that is why we say men, male people who are not having any symptoms, they need to go at that age. You do it once a year, just once a year. Have your blood test done to check your prostate. The doctor can also examine it in the rooms there to check it if it is it's not enlarged. So those are the things that you can do. If there's a family history again of colon cancer or colorectal cancer, you may need to go for a scope. Say, for example, your dad or your mom or whoever in the family, your immediate family, passed away because of cancer of the colon. So So you may need to do it at least at the age of 40 and above, you know, and obviously you may, even your doctor can request your stools and take those stools to a lab to check for if there's any blood in there and stuff like that, which are indicators that there might be something that's going on in your system. So those are the issues that you may want to look out for. But also issues of blood pressure, you can do it every, if you're 21 and above, you can do it every 2 years and stuff like that. But if you're age 40 and above, you may need to do it on a yearly basis. But more than 55 years of age, almost 90% of the population would have a hypertension at that age. So you definitely have to be careful at that time. But also, if you are already on treatment or whatever the issue is, your provider will give you a guide on how frequent you should be doing those checkups.
Mm. Dr. Mzuka, I'm going to give you a chance to continue, of course, after the latest 11:30 news headlines. And Musa is standing by.
SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide. The Talking Point with Kathy Mohlahlana. Weekdays, 9 a.m. till midday.
We continue taking a look at our health talk, and Dr. Mvuyisi Mzukwa is the one that's guiding us through what it is that we need to be mindful of, and most importantly, what are the tests that we need to be undergoing. And one of the key things that has come up so far is that the older you grow, the more it becomes necessary for you to ensure that you're getting tested, especially once you are reaching, you know, 30 plus, 35 plus, especially if you're 40, no excuses. Yes, Lebo, that means you don't have an excuse to not go for any of these tests. I don't know how old Sia is. Sia is our technical director, but he looks like a young man, but I hope he's taking notes as well. Remember, you can also get in touch with us on 011-714-2006. Dr. Mzukwa will be able to respond to any questions that you may have around what it is that you should be asking for when you are trying to get these annual checks. So, Dr. Mzukwa, you are still taking us through the list of the recommended annual checks for men.
Yes, ma'am. Kathy. The other thing, Kathy, is you know, the body mass index. Body mass index, it measures your weight against your height.
Mm.
So it's very important because it's an indicator also of, you know, it's one of the things that you may need assistance if your BMI is quite high. For example, the normal body mass index is between 18 and 25. That's normal. Between 26 and 30, we say you are overweight. Then after 30, 31 to 35, we're saying now you are obese. Then there's beyond 35, where we're saying you are morbid obese, so morbid obesity. So you at that point, if you are more than 35, it's not easy to lose weight on your own. You might need a professional assistance. So it's important that you can do it at home if you have got a scale, and also you can measure your height. But all you do is your weight divided by your height squared. You can Google it. You can access things that can assist with calculation of your body mass index. It's very easy. Then you know, depending on what, then you may need to change your lifestyle, obviously.
Mm.
But also, you may need, as a man, as, like I said, you may need to check at least once, you know, a year, just to have your full blood count, have your kidneys checked and stuff like that. But also, depending on, you know, if you are, for example, smoking, drinking alcohol and stuff like that, I mean, quite a lot of alcohol. You know, you might need to want to understand the functioning of your liver as well. So it depends really on when you talk to the provider. You know, it's obviously they will recommend which ones and have a conversation with you, depending also on your affordability.
Okay, let's then move on to the women. In fact, before we get to the women, because I don't want him to hold for too long, Isaac, you're calling us from Kimberley. I understand you have a question for Dr. Mzukwa.
Yeah, good morning, Kathy. Good morning to the doctor. I just wanted to find out about urine incontinence. If you are suffering from that, can it also be a sign of cancer or not? Because I heard the doctor talking about if you cannot pass urine, that could mean that you are about to have cancer or something like that. But I have a problem of incontinence.
Isaac?
I get.
Yes, okay. Oh, all right. Let me give Dr. Mzukwa a chance to respond then.
Yeah, Kathy, that would need to be investigated. You might need to understand what's the cause of that incontinence. In other words, you can't control your urine. It comes any time, and when you feel the urge and you want to control it, it's not happening. So there needs to be an investigation there. Depending on how you want to access the healthcare system, you can go to the local clinic. They will refer you to a hospital, and they do several tests, including some ultrasounds and stuff like that, to understand your situation.
Isaac, does that answer your question? All right, it looks like Isaac.
Hello.
Yes, Isaac,
yeah,
does.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, great. All right, Isaac, let's leave it there. Isaac out in Kimberley. So, Dr. Mzukwa, let's get to the women before we start taking more calls.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Regarding women, there's a few things that we need to note. Also, depending on their risk analysis and also on their age as well. So again, from the ages of 21 and above, you may need to do a pap smear. But also, like if a person is not sexually active, there is no need to do a pap smear if that person is not sexually active at all. Because pap smear would need insertion of an instrument and stuff like that. But if a person is virgin, it might hurt that whole thing. So there's no risk and there's no need to do it. But if you're sexually active, you may need to start at the age of 21 doing a pap smear every 3 years. But if you are HIV positive, you might need to do those pap smears annually, because now your immune system is a little bit compromised, and that might expose you to cancer earlier than expected. So depending on what they see on the results of that pap smear, they will then the provider will or professional will then advise you on the frequency of doing the test, whether you need to do it in the next 6 months or you need to do it in the next 3 years. So it depends on the results that you get at that time. That's the one. Then the other issue, important one in the women, is the breast. There's what we call, Kathy, self-breast examination that you can do every 2-4 weeks, just once. You actually palpate your, examine your breast, putting one hand on the top and the other, the palmar aspect on the top and the other one on the bottom. In other words, the breast is in the middle. And then you move as if you are waving your hand against your other hand. And you can feel a bit of lumps, if there are any lumps. Then you can obviously seek for medical attention. So you do that. And the other one is called a mammogram. And that is if I simplify it, I would say it's an X-ray of the breast. Mammogram is recommended to those who are above the age of 40, because those who are less than 40, they tend to have a very dense breast tissue due to hormones, and it might defeat the purpose of doing a screening test, and you might have what we call false negative positives, where it says you have a cancer when you don't have cancer. But if there's any suspicion, maybe there's a family member who had breast cancer below the age of 40, then we might need to meet what we call the ultrasound of the breast. So they look at the breast and do an ultrasound. So we can do that at least once a year if there's a family history of breast cancer. And if you're above the age of 40, it is recommended that you do it annually or every 2 years if annually is not possible. But recommendations that do it annually. The other thing that you do again is your body mass index. Like I explained with the males, that's how you do it. You go for your height and weight. You can do it at home. You don't need a doctor there or a nurse. You can do it at home and then you just calculate it and see where you fit. The other one is checking for obviously your cancer. You can do a screening test of the cancer of the ovaries. The doctor or whoever is attending to you would advise you know how frequent you should be doing that. But if there's any family history, then you might need to do it at least once a year. The same applies that we talked about in males. You may need to do a colorectal screening test, taking a stool once after 40 years or after 50 years if there's no family history, and just have it done. And you can also check your blood pressure every 2 years if from the ages of 21 to 39. Same applies with blood sugar. You can do that. Blood sugar, I always recommend that you don't only rely on the pricking or the one that you bedside test where you just prick and get results at that time. You may need to go for the one that takes an average of 3 months going backwards. It's called HbA1c. That one, it will give you an average of your blood glucose for a period of 3 months. So that is the one that is a bit reliable than the finger prick. Then as a female, you may need to do, especially after the age of 40, do what you call bone density, because we know that bones are influenced by, their strength is influenced by hormones as well. So the older you grow, the weaker your bones become as female. You may sustain fractures easily. You know, you just have a simple fall and you've got multiple fractures if your bone density is low. So that is going to assist you to recognize the need to attend to yourself if you have an abnormal bone density test. I think, Kathy, I'm not sure if I've captured quite a lot of
women. So then, Dr. Mzukwa, let's try then and look at the final one with this annual checks for children. And often, those can be overlooked.
Yes, quite true, Kathy. The first thing is, which is not only children, but it's children even, to make sure that the child can hear. The hearing is good because it affects the development of speech. You might have a child who's not whose speech has not developed, and you'll find the problem is in the ears. So they might need to be attended to at that age, earlier age. That can be done by an audiologist who can have a test done and recommend accordingly. The other one is the eye test. they may need to be checked for eyes. Even with adults, I mean, you do need to go every 2 years to have your eyes checked. The same applies with children, and they need to be checked. And the issue of oral examination around your teeth, they need to be checked as well by a dentist at least once or twice a year. The dentist, after the first visit, will advise you on how frequent you should be attending to your teeth in terms of cleaning them and also checking if there's any they need attention. They will know how to attend to those. But also, remember, with the children, they also tend to have cancer. It's very common with children. So if you see any abnormalities or lumps that you don't understand, or any symptom that you don't understand with your child, there's a lump developing in the abdomen, or there's complaining of constipation and all these things. So any symptom that you think may need to be, I mean, I'm not talking about just 1 or 2 days, where it becomes a habit. So you may need to quickly go and see a doctor to have those children checked. They also may complain. They may have problems of arthritis. Very interesting. Children, they develop what we call juvenile arthritis. So it's very important that you listen to them, whatever they tell you, and you may need to take them for testing. I think that those are the most important ones with children, Kathy.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Dr. Mzukwa. Before I let you go, I've got a voice note question for you, specifically on this issue of the annual testing.
Hi, Kathy. I've got a problem with my feet. My feet they bend quite a lot, you know, as if I'm stepping on fire. So I don't know what's the cause. And sometimes the toes are getting numb as well. So I'm not quite sure what exactly I'm suffering from.
Dr. Mzukwa?
Hey, Kathy, please do me a favor. Please repeat that. I struggle to hear the gentleman.
So this gentleman says he's struggling with his feet, that, you know, he's experiencing some pain in his feet. He doesn't really give much details. I think let's just play it again so that Dr. Mzukwa can hear clearly in his own words what he's saying.
Hi, Kathy. I've got a problem with my feet. My feet they bend quite a lot, you know, as if I'm stepping on fire. So I don't know what's the cause. And sometimes the toes are getting numb as well. So I'm not quite sure what exactly I'm suffering from.
Can I come through, Kathy?
Yes.
Yes, Kathy. No, it's the same query like that gentleman. He needs to be investigated, man. He needs to present himself in a local clinic or local doctor or whoever they can have access to, because now they need to be investigated. We can't just say that this is what you need to do. I mean, unless we know what's the cause. So they need to present themselves for investigations.
All right. Thank you so much for coming onto the show again and for being part of this conversation. We really, really appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kathy. Thank you.